Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
You know what we need, Dave?
What do we need, Steve?
A roof.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Beyonce song, put a ring on it.
Mm-hmm.
Put a roof on it. Put a roof on it. Let's take hockey back indoors where it belongs. Brian Campbell joins us for Breakfast of the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Soup, what's up?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. Did you have a fun weekend until the game ended?
Yeah, exactly. It was good to be around the guys a little bit for a couple days. Obviously, the game didn't go exactly the way we wanted it, but, it's always interesting, the elements that happen when you're outdoors.
Did you guys have any discussion about the fact that the Blackhawks have struggled outdoors, now 1-4 in the 5 games?
No, not really as a team, no. Just I think some guys mentioned it before what the kind of the record was, but not something that we talked to as a team, though.
Nice of me to bring it up, I guess, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Was it pleasant enough to play in the mist?
The first, right when we went out there, it was raining pretty good on us. A few bumps on the ice kind of thing, like they kind of felt like a curling sheet, kind of just like little raindrops that are kind of frozen. But I don't know, both teams had to play in it. Overall, it wasn't too bad, especially this later on in the game.
And the goalies are saying they could see the puck better. Did you have that sort of thing too with the overcast skies?
I never really thought of that too much. I feel like I hopefully see the puck pretty good all the time, but yeah, I think definitely if the sun's out there, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
The fans in St. Louis are big hockey fans. How much of that crowd was Blackhawks?
I don't know. I would imagine it's a good portion. It's tough to see, when they're a little bit further away and everything. You're not looking, the sight lines for us, for the fans, isn't like right on top of you. So you kind of like sometimes in warm-up you get a good gauge. And, definitely there's fans that travel, which they always do for Hawk fans always do. So they always support the team pretty well or great, I should say. So I feel like there's quite a few, but it's definitely a different atmosphere playing when the fans are back further from you than right on top of you.
You've been in the league a long time. Have you known Gretzky for a while?
I got to meet him once. That's it. Lucky enough, I got a jersey signed by him, and that was all, that's it.
I assume he was your hero when you were a kid?
Yeah, I loved him. I watched his videos, everything, so I was a big fan.
Did you see him this weekend?
No, I didn't, because we didn't end up going down for the alumni game,
right?
And I think he was gone by. I think he went to that Toronto outdoor game too. So
right.
Didn't get a chance to see him. Would have been pretty cool to see him, but wasn't lucky enough to see him.
Well, we had him here. I told him you said hi.
That was nice.
Oh, perfect.
Dave, say hi to Brian Campbell.
Hey, Brian. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Dave.
Thank you. This is obviously one of the landmark events for the National Hockey League. It's a real showcase event. They play it on a holiday. Everybody's there. It's an exciting event. You've been in a couple of these. Your teammates have been in one every year. Is it the same? Do you feel something special when you go in there and the build up to this thing?
Yeah, for sure. I think, walking out, especially for warm-up and the crowd's kind of waiting for you. Definitely there's a lot of build-up to it, a lot of stuff going on and different things. Obviously, we have the TV show and the cameras around all the time. So I think for now, it's obviously fun in the month of December, but right now I think we're kind of nice. It's going to be kind of nice to get away from that and kind of get back to our regular routine.
And the regular routine means second half of the season, foot to the pedal, and get forward with a team that's largely healthy, right? Everybody's feeling good?
Yeah, we're getting there. I know Marcus Kruger's out for a little bit, so hopefully, you know, he gets back on the mend, and hopefully Marion is back here soon. So I'm definitely going to need everybody to keep pushing forward and turn this little streak that we got going around here and making a charge again.
Speaking of little streaks, and we were talking about this earlier, how surprised are you to see what the Columbus Blue Jackets are able to do now, 16 in a row?
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I think when we played them earlier in the year, I think they were already at 3 losses. Now they've only had 5 losses. It's
ridiculous.
They got things clicking. Yeah, it is. You know, for a team how they played last year and everything, and I know their power play's clicking pretty good, and you know they have a good depth and good 4 lines that they roll. But still, just to be able to do that and be, you know, you got to have a lot of things going your way, and obviously they do. It just I couldn't believe it even last night seeing that they won again. It was just you expect nothing else right now from them.
You had,
it's puck luck, Dave.
It's puck luck. That's what it's called. You had a long streak like that last year in Florida, didn't you? If memory serves me, maybe. And
yeah.
It was close, right? Double digits?
We were 12, I think. I think the Blackhawks had a 12. I think the longest last year was 12, and I think the Blackhawks had a 12, and we had a 12, and we actually played them. I'm not sure. I think they lost the night before, maybe, and then we played them again after that. So I think those were the longest last year.
16 is crazy because you have to get great goaltending. You got to get a good bounce of the puck here and there. You got to have an offense, like you said, 4 lines rolling all the time. Defense clicking. I mean, 16 games, that is more than a month.
Yeah, there's definitely, I think, puck luck that kind of goes into it. I think, you know, right now we're kind of battling a little bit ourselves, so you know those things turn around. Sometimes you say you make your own luck, but yeah, sometimes that happens. But you know, obviously, it's not all luck for them winning 16 in a row.
The cool thing about the outdoor game, the Bridgestone NHL Outdoor Classic situation on NBC, is that it does take the place of what used to be. And Dave, you've talked about this. The college bowl games used to be the wait for New Year's Day and the day after mm-hmm. the games. And now the NHL has really got that to themselves largely. I wonder, though, are 5 or 6 of these games too many? Does it water it down at all?
I think this year they have 3. So, you know, I think 5 or 6 maybe is a little bit, you know, a lot. I think they had 5 or 6 maybe last year. You know, you like the one in Canada that they have. I think they call it Centennial Classic, and then the big outdoor Winter Classic game is exciting. So fans seem to love it, but definitely I don't think, like, you want to get going too crazy with too many. I think, 2 or 3 is a pretty good setup for the season, because sometimes last year you don't even know that they're on. When you have 5 or 6.
Yeah, you want them to be special.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian, by the way, they put on Twitter how your masterpiece came together when you were painting. The Hawks put this up. You're so focused. I'm just curious, are you going to pursue your art?
Oh, for the Christmas card.
Yeah. I mean, you're as focused as you are on game day. Look at that face.
Yeah, no, he was definitely very much locked into his
Van
art.
Go.
Yeah.
Definitely not going to pursue that, though.
Really? Really? Is it because your two toddler daughters both can outdraw you?
Correct.
Yes, okay, just checking. Yeah, it's a good dad right there admitting that. Question from a listener. I've never played hockey, so I never understood how players do the player change. Obviously, one of the coaches gets the message across for the players to take the ice, but with the noise in the arena, how do they do it? Do they just yell out names? It's a mystery to me. This is a question a lot of fans have. How do you do line changes? Who signals those?
Well, nobody signals them. I think once you play hockey and you feel how tired you get even after, like, you know, obviously you want to try and keep your shifts, say, around 40 seconds. Sometimes you feel like if you make quick changes, you can get your tempo and your flow up, and therefore sometimes we call it you out-change the other team, where you're really, like, changing and getting your tempo really high, and they're maybe taking longer shifts and their tempo is not as high. Nobody it's just you're tired, basically, like, you know, and you're trying to – a lot of times if the puck's going up the ice for a defenseman and you've been out there for a bit, you're like, okay, I'll change, get a fresh group on there, and therefore, you know, you're not going to get stuck in your end for, you know, a minute and a half or whatever, and when you're tired, which is never a good thing. I think sometimes for forwards, you know, the saying goes, when you're kind of hopefully going up the ice, you're not – really wanting to change. If it's a 3-on-1 going against a D-man, to go change right there is not a very good idea, and especially the guy coming on for you is not going to like it too much either. So, and then sometimes you see your defense partner or another forward on your line change, and you're like, okay, I better get changed, better find my way to the bench and change that way. So those are kind of the things that go into it, and obviously Joel yells out which line is up next, and same thing with Mike Kitchen. He yells what defense pairing is up next or who's going next.
So the rhythm of the game determines when the change happens.
Yeah. You basically know, like, after 30 seconds, you're pretty tired out there and it's time to get off the ice or find a way to get off the ice to change as well. So,
and 30 seconds is end-to-end twice?
Could be. Hopefully it's 30 seconds in the offensive zone and you're getting tired and you're time to get off. But yeah, probably down, you know, maybe you hit both ends once and then you're time to get off.
And the kids that don't know the rhythm of the guys on the ice, is there a line captain that determines when your line gets off the ice?
No, I think, as I said, it's...
You just got to pay attention.
Obviously, some guys are tired, or if you're going, you really don't want to change if the puck's coming into your zone. So
right.
A lot of times if the puck's, you get the puck out of your zone, then it's a good time to change because you're able to get off the ice with them not coming at you and getting an offensive chance. So if you flip the puck out to the neutral zone, then you're like, okay, I'll get off here because we can get this other line out here and not give up anything. You know, your D zone, so defensive zone there. So that's kind of how it kind of works out.
And if Q sees something where he wants to switch up a line, he can do that on the fly.
Yeah, he'll sometimes yell and say, like, a winger's going out of the zone and he's right by the bench. He's like, change, you know, to that winger, whoever he's yelling out. And then the other two guys, like, see, you know, Kane jump over the boards and they're like, okay, he must want Kane's line out there. So then they'll try and get a change and get off as well.
So in the middle of 22,000 screaming fans, you can always hear his voice.
When you're right close to the bench, yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when your mom yelled at you when you were a kid. So.
Yeah, not much changes, yes.
Yes. So. Nice job by you as always. Let's get it going here and get a nice streak going and show the Columbus Blue Jackets who really owns the NHL.
Yeah, that'd be great to get on one of those rolls. So hopefully we can start tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
See you, buddy.
Thanks,
that's
Brian.
Brian Campbell.